Nothing to see here, Iran denounces claims it is supplying drones to Russia. By Simon Kent on October 24, 2022. Iran's foreign ministry said the Islamic Republic is a law-abiding country of peace and coexistence that would never illegally supply military drones to Russia amid its invasion of Ukraine, denouncing United Nations Security Council calls for an investigation into such claims as baseless. Iran also accused unnamed European nations of prolonging the conflict by sending billions of dollars worth of munitions to Ukraine and inflaming the fire of war by intervening on the side of Kyiv instead of letting the two combatants resolve their differences away from the battlefield. The European Council and the British government announced sanctions on Iran last week for allowing the Russian military to use Iranian Shahed-136 unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, in its war against Ukraine. Russian forces launched 40 missiles and 16 of Iran's Shahed-136 drones at Ukrainian infrastructure on Saturday. However, a claim of innocence was quickly issued by Tehran. "We reject groundless claims that drones were supplied by Iran to be used in the Ukraine war," Nasser Kanani, the spokesman for the foreign ministry, said in a statement on Saturday. "We have always stressed that all UN members should fully abide by the objectives and principles of the UN Charter and international law, namely the independence and territorial integrity of countries. We support peace and an immediate end to the war in Ukraine through a political process." Breitbart News reported the White House last Thursday accused Iran of sending troops to assist the Russian invasion of Ukraine by teaching the Russians how to pilot drones they purchased from Tehran. "Today we can confirm that Russian military personnel that are based in Crimea have been piloting Iranian UAVs, using them to conduct strikes across Ukraine, including strikes against Kyiv in just recent days," White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said at a press conference on Thursday. "We assess that Iranian military personnel were on the ground in Crimea and assisted Russia in these operations. Russia has received dozens of UAVs so far and will likely continue to receive additional shipments in the future," Kirby said. Kirby complained that Iranian and Russian officials continue to lie about the involvement of Iranian drones and personnel in the invasion of Ukraine. He pointed to months of U.S. and allied intelligence warnings about Russia purchasing Iranian drones to replenish its own depleted stock of relatively ineffective UAVs. He predicted the drones provided by Iran would not be enough to change the course of the war. "We've said this for months, that Russia had plans to turn to Iran for support. And this is another sign of just how brutal Mr. Putin is willing to be and just how isolated both he and Iran are from the rest of the world," he charged. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian spoke with the EU's Foreign Police Chief Josep Borrell in a television conversation on Thursday, Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported. Amir Abdollahian told Borrell that Iran has a defense cooperation with Russia but respects Ukraine's territorial integrity and wants an end to the war and peace to return to Europe. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.